Employment Trends in Japan, Part 1, Listening 1. During the rapid economic expansion in the latter half of last century, Japanese workers experienced an increase in wealth and a common path was established for the working middle class. For women, a common scenario was to work until marriage or the birth of their first child, while men often worked in the same company until retirement. Loyalty and commitment to the company were expected of employees. Their work life consisted of long hours at the office and submission to corporate policy and manager's instruction. In return, the company provided job security for life and structured promotion and salary increases systematically until retirement. However, with the decline in economic growth triggered by the bursting of the asset price bubble in the early 1990s, this system of lifetime employment could not be maintained by many companies. The economic slowdown caused a series of bankruptcies for large firms, and coupled with the dawn of the IT age, forced Japanese companies to change the way they operate. Cost-cutting and downsizing was a common strategy to maintain and rebuild their business, with many companies beginning to outsource some of their services and production overseas for the first time. The average Japanese employee could no longer depend on or expect such things as lifetime job security. Employment Trends in Japan, Part 1, Listening 2. There have been numerous changes in employment trends since the bursting of the bubble. Salaries and bonus payouts have experienced a year-on-year decline and now stand at 12% less than in the period before the bubble. During the same time, poverty rates rose sharply, with almost 16% of the population earning less than half of the average national salary. Many people who could once depend on one source of income now had to take on two or sometimes three jobs to make ends meet. These factors have led companies to reinvent the traditional company-worker relationship. Contract and part-time employees now account for more than one-third of the workforce, compared to less than 20% when the bubble burst. Labor shortages have given employees more power than before, and this combined with concerns about affording education for children, the increase in consumption tax, and the frailty of the current pension system mean people are willing to change jobs mid-career, looking for better working conditions and higher income. Over 3 million people hopped jobs in 2016, accounting for roughly 5% of the Japanese workforce. This has also had an impact on female participation in the workforce, with just under 70% of mothers with children under 18 going back to work, 37% of which have non-regular positions.